Welcome to this podcast message from Kingdom Faith.
Just before we're going to just worship the Lord, but just before we do that, I'll do the keynote first. Is that all right? We'll do the keynote first, and it's a keynote, so it'll be quite short. I just want to read this. This is something that Yinka, who's the pastor at Gate in the Gate Church in Reading. This is just a little update that he sent a few days ago, and I felt it would be helpful to read it and then just stick some things up on the board to do with the harvest. So you can rest yourself for a few minutes, Lenny. Sorry, got you already there. So this is what he put, important update on my personal statement. This is what Yinka says. His initial learning. It is now obvious to some of us that the idea that people outside the church do not want Jesus is a lie. It's a lie that many of us have brought into. I'm not saying that we have here, but it's a lie that many people think, well, people just aren't interested. The first question that I get asked is, how many are coming into the church? My response, not as many as I would wish to have, because I just don't have enough people to follow them all up. This is related to what's going on in Reading at the moment. I will have to trust the Lord. One vicar asked us not to give him any more follow-up cards because he just could not cope with the numbers he already had. The real question we all need to ask is how many of the supposed disciples of Jesus Christ sitting in the pews, in the seats, are going to bother to go out and follow up and befriend and begin to nurture these new converts. This will require a radical shift in church culture. Our old systems of follow-up, and he's talking obviously in the light of his type of church, bring them into some kind of study, doesn't work for strangers. Things like Alpha work for friends and family and the odd stranger, but if we truly wish to see these converts that are coming to a city near you, we'll have to go out of our buildings and make one-on-one friendships and relationships with those who have responded. I personally think there was a mixture in the responses to the gospel of genuine and not genuine. So he's just being very honest about what's happening, actually, because there's over 1,000 people have responded in a few weeks who have been prayed for on the streets, have prayed and so on. Some are confused, some are very clear. But boy, there are certainly hundreds and hundreds who have responded and meant what they have prayed and have got born again. Many receiving prayer on the streets don't like the church. that's true, the people I meet, they don't like the church because they've got their own concept of what the church is, as they understand it pure and simple. They want Jesus but are not impressed with our churches. That's why it gets better. It will get better this morning. When they look at us, they do not see the need to embrace what looks to them to be a compromised church, which looks little different to them. Many cities are lining up to receive this outpouring, and he says, I've been contacted by many national leaders, and we'll be bringing this outpouring where we are welcome. So they're tapping into some things, and just a little bit of background is I know that they've had prayer meetings, been meeting and praying for the nation, but praying particularly for Reading for about 20 years. There's been other leaders, a group of them that have been praying for 20 years for you know, because they know God's got wants to outpour the Spirit. So that's a little hint, that's a little key. And then the importance of worship. So these are things that we know, and these are things that we're in the flow of as well. And I just know that God has something so great for our nation. Whichever way the vote thing goes tomorrow, God is in control. And here's something amazing for our nation. God sees our nation transformed. And he wants to pour out such a blessing that we cannot contain it. He wants to bring us into a time where we'll be overtaken by God moving rather than us moving. And it'll be more to do with us trying to keep up with what God's doing. And this isn't a pipe dream. This is something that God has planned for since the beginning of time. He wants to pour his Spirit out in the last days and for us to see a harvest come. Do you agree? And the church should be the greatest advert of what Jesus is like. We are the church. God is wanting to move amongst leaders and everyone alike. And And so there's quite a challenge at the moment. God is stirring the church up, stirring leaders up, stirring people up, that we must enter into what he has for us and not just carry on doing what we do in the same way that we do them. Because if we carry on doing the same things that we do in the way that we do them, then we'll get the same results that we keep on getting, which is kind of minimal fruit. I'm in some ways, I'm quite frustrated because I know I can see what God wants to do, and I'm seeking to line myself up at a personal level so that I'll flow with what God wants to do, so that he can really do what he wants to do, and I'm not a hindrance. Well, that should be for all of us, but then it's to do with us as a church body as well. God wants to help us, enable us to line up with his plan and purpose so that we begin to see the supernatural things of God flowing through the church. And I'd just like us to look at Luke, if you've got your Bibles, have a look at Luke this morning, Luke chapter 10, and while you're going there, I'm just going to write up on the board. We just had this guy come and preach over at Crawley this weekend, and he was going back to Thailand quite rapidly. So when we invited him to come, I knew that he had a message, a very important message. Because is this an ordinary guy called Brian? Isn't he, Kerry? It's very ordinary, from Wolverhampton, so he talks a bit funny. And but he just shared his heart, really, and he's been working in Thailand on mission for 27 years. That's quite a period of time. And for the first 9 years, they had a church of 43 people. That was it. And he was telling us that's very good. That was the number two church. That's the second biggest church in Thailand at that time, 43 people. And the atmosphere and everything else is very, very hard out there, and spiritually. And they were working really hard. And in the end, he broke down in tears and was about to give up. And him and his wife had a pity party at the end of their meeting one Sunday. And but they began to call on God because they knew God had given them a vision. And what God began to do was through a number of things that happened, which we won't go into right now. And through connections with others as well, was God's spirit began to move. And he said the first thing that had to happen was he had to have a personal transformation. He had to allow the Holy Spirit to change the way that he thought about church and about mission. And as God began to do that over a period of time, he saw God began to do things, quite amazing things. And we're now jumping, okay, we're jumping right up to 27 years or 9 off 20, 18 years later, after he had this desperate cry to God. I asked him, I said to him, how big do you think the church is now? He said, I've got no idea. And he's quite humble in terms of, he would never say it's 40,000, but they reckon that the church is somewhere between 20 and 40,000. And but it's at least 20,000 people. So a momentum of God has begun to happen because he had a personal transformation. God changed the way that he thought about the gospel, about mission, about the church, and now all that him and his wife do when they're there is they basically take care of the leaders and they find out what's really going on. He said there's so much that God is doing in that region, and it's a region now that it's out of their hands, which is a very good thing, actually. It's out of their hands. And one of the things that he said on Sunday, which is a reminder to me and to us, is he said Jesus said, I will build the church. Thank you very much. I don't actually need your help. That's Jesus that I'm adding a little bit in there. But basically Jesus said, I will build the church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. So there's something that Jesus does, and there's something that we do, obviously, in partnership with him and with the Holy Spirit. And we've been called, actually, to reap a harvest. And basically, you are a harvester. You're a harvester. And if you read in Luke 10, let's just read there, shall we? It says there, It says, later the Lord appointed, this is verse 1, the Lord appointed 72 other disciples whom he sent out in pairs. They were to go ahead of him to prepare for his arrival in every town and place where he was to go. Jesus said to them, there is an abundant harvest waiting to be reaped. So if we put that into our context at Kingdom of Faith here, there's an abundant harvest to be reaped in Horsham. It says that we're not seeing it reap, but it's there. It's not. We haven't got to pray about the harvest. The harvest is there. The same as in Crawley, in Guildford, in Worthing, in Burgess Hill, in all these towns and cities across our nation, it says that there's an abundant harvest waiting to be reaped, but only a few workers. So the issue is with the labourers. Now, a labourer is a harvester. That's when I think labourer. It's not just somebody who goes out to do a bit of work. The labourer is a harvester. Another word for a harvester is a reaper. And I think we tend to think, well, that's for certain people to do. But actually, we've all been called to reap a harvest. We're called to be reapers. And I believe that in this decade, we're going to see an amazing harvest in our nation. And whatever God's doing in Reading is just one area, but he's beginning to move in loads of places. There's a sense of, you know, that the wells are beginning to open up. And so there's an abundant harvest waiting to be reaped, but only a few workers. So pray that the Lord of the harvest will send out many more workers or reapers into the harvest fields. Because when you pray prayers like that, you realise, I don't know, I certainly realise, the moment you start praying, you realise, oh, well, that starts with me then. So we can't pray that prayer unless we're personally willing to say to God, whatever that means, Lord, I'm willing to be a part of your reaper. I want to be a reaper. I want to be part of the harvesting team that goes out to reap the harvest. And this must be our priority. This has to be our priority in this season. That God, I'm ready for the harvest. It's all about the harvest. That's not to say anything else matters, but everything must be focused on reaping the harvest. Because, like any harvest, if we miss the harvest time, the harvest will be lost. And that's the whole point. That's the whole point. Is God does not want us to lose a ready harvest in our nation. Do you know that? I don't know how many Muslims. This is as an example, are currently in our nation, but there's quite a lot, and many of them are very open to the gospel of Jesus. Many of them are very open to the gospel. Many of them, I've met some of them who have had visions of Jesus, and some of them are secret believers as well, because of the threat of family killing them or persecuting them in some ways. But God's doing a lot of stuff in a lot of people groups right now, and they're part of the harvest. They're part of this end time harvest. So part of our prayer is that we need to pray and then put ourselves in line for God. So when you pray, it's not just a prayer, but you actually put yourself in line for God. Well, start with me then, Lord. But I begin to pray that God will send out reapers, harvesters into his harvest field. Rather than just see this is a time to sow the gospel. No, this is a time to reap the gospel, reap people into the kingdom. And he goes on to say, go yourselves, for I'm sending you out, even though you feel like lambs among wolves. You will not need to take anything with you, neither allow yourselves to be diverted from my purpose by anyone you meet. I just want to bring out just four key words this morning, just to help us. And if we read in verse 5, I'm obviously reading out the truth this morning, but it says, on entering a house, speak these words, the blessing of God's peace be upon this house. So the first thing that we note here, has anyone got any different version in front of them? Can you just read out, just shout out what it says in your particular? Peace to this house. Okay. So we're going to call this blessing. Okay. Peace. So as we go with the gospel of Jesus, we are carriers of God's blessing, aren't we? So blessing isn't just a phrase. Blessing is something that we are blessed because of Christ being inside of us, living in us, giving us his spirit, being born again. So we carry God's blessing. So that means that we carry God's blessing. So the first thing that these are four principles that we need to remember when we're sharing the gospel with people, when we carry the gospel, is that we carry God's blessing. And the words that we need to speak to people are words of blessing. We're here to bless the Muslims because Jesus loves them. We want to bless them with the gospel. And when we think about our nation with all the things that are going on in the nation, we need to pray, speak God's blessing over our nation. When we see people sick, we don't see them blessed with sickness. Sickness isn't a blessing, but we speak God's blessing of healing over them. So basically, God wants to put into our mouths and into our hearts and understand that we're carriers of God's blessing. The gospel is a blessed gospel. It says that numbers of times in the New Testament, that it's the blessed gospel. So we need to understand that this good news that we carry is great news because we've been saved. We're saved, aren't we? We belong to him. But we need to bless the people that we go to with the gospel, whether it's out on the streets, whether it's our neighbours, our families, friends, people that we work with. We are carriers of that blessing. And so this is the first thing that we have. We are people who are here to bless. It's good news, isn't it? So that's the first thing, blessing. And if we carry on reading, it says, the blessing of God's peace be upon this house. If you're welcomed, that peace will come upon those who are there. If you're rejected, that peace will come upon you. Stay in the same house, eat and drink whatever they give you. The worker deserves to receive, but do not move from one house to another. So when you are welcomed in a particular town, eat what is offered to you. What's Jesus talking about? Well, he's talking about, I'm going to call this friendship. Friendship. Relationship. Some people might call it fellowship, sharing of life. So the second principle that we have in sharing the gospel with people for lives to be transformed is, first of all, we're there to bless them. Bless them with the presence of Jesus. Bless them with the word of God. Bless them in whatever's appropriate, but bless them with our lives, with the presence of God and with words. And the second thing is friendship. That's why Jesus invites himself to Zacchaeus' house. He wanted to bless Zacchaeus, this swindler, this extortioner, this crooked man, this short little man up a tree. Jesus actually had already seen him in the kingdom. He wanted to harvest him, reap him. And so he went about by being a blessing to him. He didn't curse him or judge him or condemn him, tell him he was going to go to hell or anything like that. He wanted him to be saved from that. So he actually brought blessing to him. And he then invites himself to his house. What is that all about? That's about friendship. It's about relationship. And I've discovered I probably spend more time in people's homes than certainly out on the streets. But a lot of these people are unsaved people. I just love people being in people's homes because it's the ideal opportunity where you can actually begin to share. And usually people are very friendly towards you. They'll give you cups of tea. They might even feed you as well. But it's through food, actually, food and friendship and fun and all of that. That's relationship, really. And God wants us to be people who are blessing, that we carry friendship into people's lives. If we just expect, people are just going to turn up at the church and it's just tough if they don't. I'm not saying anyone thinks like that here. But if that's, we've got to begin to think, we have to go out to them, to where they are. So we have to have this going out mentality and reaching out to people. We're to bless them. We're to bring the peace of God into their lives. We're to bring friendship to them, fellowship with them, eat with them, go into their homes, go to where they are. So these are two very important principles. Okay, guess what the third one is? If you carry on reading. If you read it in verse 9, what does it say there? Heal the sick. Heal the sick in that place and tell them God's kingdom is now within your reach. So we're going to call this healing because it's not just about physical healing. I'll just tell you a story from just the other evening, okay? I was supposed to be at a prayer meeting the other evening. We have a prayer meeting once a month in Crawley for the Muslim community. And I felt a bit bad about not going because I really want to be at this prayer meeting, but it seems like the last few, there's been actually needs that need to be met. And do I go to a prayer meeting or do I go to be a part of an answer for, in this case, for a family? So I decided that as the call had come and it was a desperate situation that needed to be responded to now, I called someone else from the church and said, please meet me over at so-and-so's house in the middle of Crawley. They've got a desperate situation. What do we do? The first thing we did, never met them before, an Asian household, we brought the blessing of God. We went into their house and the presence of God went with us as we go through the front door. And God had always spoke to me and said, I want you to bring healing to this family. And there's other things too. So the other member of the church that came, I said to them, bring some food with you. Just bring some food. I just felt from God that I should say that. So we went there, and so we brought blessing into the house. You could feel the tension and the difficulties. They were overwhelmed with needs, tremendous needs in the house. Not just one thing, but loads of stuff that have kicked off in this household. So we brought the blessing and the peace, and we did this. They didn't feed us, or we'd already had tea. But we didn't even have tea and coffee that time. They offered it, but we felt it was so important to minister to their need, and so we built some friendship. We stayed, we talked, we listened, we spent time with them. And if we'd stayed much longer, they would have fed us. I know they would, and have given us tea and so on. So we built some friendship with them, and then we got to the real point, which was healing. So we began to pray for three members of their household for the power of God to come upon them. And we spoke peace. We rebuked the spirit of infirmity that has afflicted this household and began to take authority. And God began to move. And the peace of God came. And the testimony of one of the lady of the house, the mother, the wife, she rang us the next day. She said, for the first time in years, she said, I slept right the way through the night last night. God, why? Because that's what we bought. We bought the peace of God, the healing of God start to work in three people's bodies, and we continue to pray to see them totally healed. So healing, wholeness, and we would call this, meeting. Felt need. So these are just, these are three principles that we can remember when we're sharing the gospel with people. So it's we're there to bring blessing and peace, literally, to put it into people's lives. That's what we carry. We build friendship. Relationships are a bridge in which Jesus wants to walk over into their lives. And we find out what is their felt need. It might be finance. So before we left the other evening, I said to the family, I said, how are you off for food? And she begins to cry. They have no food. They're on their last little bits and pieces. They have no money. Desperate situation. And I don't know how many other people are like that, but they had no food. So we were able to say, well, here's some food. We brought some with us. Here's some money. Go and buy some extra food for your felt needs, real needs that they had. So as we meet felt needs, the last thing it says in verse 9, it just says, God's kingdom is now within your reach. So the fourth thing is, we just call it God's kingdom. God's kingdom, the kingdom of Jesus. And at this point, even if we haven't said anything about Jesus, that's their opportunity. Because we've brought them peace and blessing, we're building friendship, we meet the felt need, they're now open. God's doing stuff. God's got their attention. And when he's got their attention, we can say God's kingdom is very near. He's here right now. He's here in this room, you know, and he's here to meet you and share the gospel with them. And that's basically what we did the other evening. And they're going to come to church on this coming Sunday. Or at least two of them will come this Sunday. So I just share that with you. This is the keynote, okay? If we want to see a harvest, there's a harvest out there waiting to be reaped. We've been called to be harvesters and reapers in God's harvest. So we carry the four things, blessing and peace. That's what we have from God. and we're to carry this. And Jesus, wherever Jesus went, that's exactly what he did. So that's why he sent the disciples ahead of him in pairs. That's what they carried. They prepared the way. Blessing and peace, friendship, food, time together with unsaved people, and then meeting their felt needs, getting really into what their real needs are and helping to meet those needs through the Holy Spirit. And then being able to say, God's kingdom, this is all about God's kingdom. God's kingdom is here. God's kingdom is here right now. And sharing the gospel of Jesus with people. Four principal things that we see that operated in Jesus' life and with the disciples that we also need to move in. And as we begin to do this, and as the Holy Spirit begins to move, that's what will, our nation can be changed. Our nation can be changed. Our nation can be changed. I went into a Muslim household just last week, and just loved this man. And he told me about what he believed as a Muslim, but I was able to tell him about the real Jesus and what he'd done for my life. And he didn't resist it. He was just very, very open about hearing about Jesus. I brought the blessing and peace into this Muslim household. And I'm now praying for them that there'll be an openness now that will come so we can actually do all these things, build friendship, meet the felt need in the house, see God's kingdom come. Amen. Let's all stand, shall we? Let's just pray just for a few minutes about that, shall we? Let's make it real personal this morning. Just give yourself afresh to him this morning. Just surrender to him that there's a harvest waiting to be reaped. It's a great harvest all over our nation. And we're to pray that the Lord will send out reapers, workers into his harvest field. So let's just begin to, let's worship Jesus, shall we? Just worship the Lord. Just give him praise and glory this morning. Just praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, God. Let's worship him. He's the Lord of the harvest. Let's worship him today. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you. Praise you, Lord. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Lord. You're worthy, Jesus. Worthy, God. Worthy, Lord. Worthy, Lord Jesus. Worthy, God. Worthy, Lord. Worthy, Jesus. Worthy, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Oh.
Jesus, this morning, with this word that is given to us today, I just want to respond afresh, Father, to you today. God, that there's people that our lives, our personal lives touch, family, neighbours, people that we work with, not just here at Rothy, but other places, people in the community. Father, I just pray that these four things of blessing, of peace. Lord, I just want to dedicate myself afresh to you, Lord, for the gospel, to be a harvester, Lord, to be a reaper, to give myself, Lord, afresh to you. And Holy Spirit, we invite you this morning as we just worship you, Lord, and give ourselves afresh for this, that we're to be a people of blessing, we carry us with your peace. We're to build friendship, relationship with people like you did, Jesus. We're to meet felt needs, Lord, heal the sick, deliver people, Lord, from the things that the enemy has schemed against them. And then we can say, this is the kingdom of God that's come to you today. We can show them the kingdom, not just talk about the kingdom or preach the gospel, but actually in our preaching, Lord, that we demonstrate what that gospel really is. And so, Father, I just pray this morning that we just surrender afresh, Lord, to you. Give ourselves afresh to you for this purpose. Father, that you would transform, Lord, the way that we think. Start with me, Lord. Transform the way I think, Lord, that this isn't an extra, this isn't an added extra to share the gospel. This isn't an addendum, Lord. This isn't a bit that we just add on to what we do. But, Father, you say to us, this is actually the reason you're here. This is the reason we're here. This is why the church is here. It's the same reason Jesus came to the earth, was to seek and to save that which was lost. And until it becomes the number one focus, we won't see the harvest in the way that God wants us to. Father, forgive me, Lord, for times in which I don't put that right at the top of the list. Lord, help me to prioritize everything that we do. It has that as its goal. It's to reach people. It's to see people saved. It's to see our towns transformed. It's to see cities in our nation transformed, Lord. So, Father, this morning, start with me. Start with each one of us, Lord, that those four things would be real in our lives, that we carry the blessing of God, that we carry the peace of God, that we actually carry it, Lord, and we deliver it to other people, that we bless people, Lord, in word and deed, Father, in the way that we are, Lord, in you, that we actually bring the peace of God and we leave the peace of God into people's lives, into their homes, into the workplace. Father, we just pray this, it will become a reality. It'll be the way that we think, it'll be the way that we live, that we're constantly out, Lord, sharing with people, Lord, the good news of Jesus. Father God, building friendship, going out of our ways, even at a cost, Lord, to our personal time and lives, Lord, we would go out of our way to build friendship with people. Going to homes, Lord, going to where people are and seeing what you do. Just invite the Holy Spirit to just come and take over afresh today in your own life. Just ask him to freshly anoint you today. It's an anointing that he gives to us. That's why he poured the Spirit out on the day of Pentecost, was to anoint those 120 so that they had something to give. They were anointed to bless. They were anointed to give peace. They were anointed to build relationships beyond what they'd ever known before. They were anointed to heal the sick and anointed to deliver people from the devil and really demonstrate the kingdom of God and then be able to present the gospel as it really is. And Father, we pray today, whatever that means for us, Lord, Father, we pray, cause us here, Lord, right now, Lord, in Kingdom Faith Church, even in a greater way, Lord, to be carriers of the gospel. Father, we just begin to pray this morning, Lord, send out workers, reapers, harvesters into your harvest fields, Lord. Come on, let's just begin to pray that this morning, Lord. Jesus, send me, Lord. Send others, Lord. Send out workers, reapers, Lord, laborers, people who go out, Lord, into the harvest field, building those friendships, relationships, Lord. Father, we don't have to look very far. There are people that we have contact with right now, Lord, that are part of our lives. Father, we just pray, use us, Lord. Use me, Lord, in a greater way, Father. Thank you that this is a reaping season. It's time for harvest. It's time for a transformation to take place, Lord. And Father, you don't see a few people being saved. You see cities and towns and villages being transformed, Lord. You see whole places being impacted with the powerful gospel of Jesus. Father, I thank you. We just pray, Lord, that you begin to bring your church together, Lord. Lord, begin to bring your people together, Father, that something that we cannot do on our own, that we have to do with others, Lord, begin to take place. And Lord, we just declare, Lord, your blessing, Lord, over Horsham, your blessing, Lord, over Crawley, your blessing, Lord, over Worthing, over Guildford, over Burgess Hill, Lord, over the towns, Lord, in our region, your blessings, Lord, over the cities of our land. Lord, we declare your blessings, Lord, at this time, Father. We speak your blessings, Lord, that your church will begin to rise up, Lord. Father, we'll begin to humble ourselves before you, Lord. Repent, Lord, from being so self-centered, Lord, and get out of ourselves, Lord, into you, Jesus. And your word says that when we begin to repent and turn to you, Lord, that you'll hear our cry, you'll forgive our sins, you'll cleanse our land. Father, we pray this morning, cleanse our land, Jesus. Cleanse the United Kingdom, Lord. Do something new with our land, Father. Start with the church. Jesus, transform the church, we pray today. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, yes, Father. Come on, let's just pray in the Holy Spirit this morning for our nation. Shakababa, tubo tutu tu sava brama, sikede de de lata, kama sabrobo sibede de namakama, shikede be lama sabraba redina kama sabrebota, shikede de lama rabobo somrenda, ribede namakulo, stikede de namada, shikede de lama rabba salamakubra mo sibede de de, kudibura buradini and la lama zabra daba sabra da tidi de tia, kudibura mo sikede de lama sabranda. Shigiri deena, namo sumura morta nama, namo namo sidi deena, kudibora na, lama sama, nama dama deena, ma kumo mo sebe deena, ma la, shikiri beena, namo mo stekiri deena, lama dana deena, oh
Jesus, Yama, Sakanama, Nanina, Madonna, Boste, Kinina, O Ribadaba, Nanina, Mazabra, Kinina, Shabom, Rama, Nanina, Kalan, and Udo, Labadina, Mazad, and Udo, Nanina, Shokanada, and Mazabra, Nanaba, Kudabun, and Nanaba, Rabon, and Kinina, Jesus, Jesus. Send out harvesters, Lord. Send out reapers, Lord. Send out your reapers. Send out your workers, Lord, across our nation, Jesus. Send out your people, Lord, again, Lord. Send out your people again, Lord. Jesus, we pray, Father, we pray to you today, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Father, thank you for this outpouring, Lord. Thank you for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Thank you for the outpourings of you, Lord. Thank you all over this nation, Father. Thank you. You're speaking to leaders of churches, Lord. Some of them big churches, some of them small churches, some of them quite small, what seem to be insignificant things, but Lord, you're speaking, Lord, and thank you that you are igniting, Lord, new things. You're releasing new things of the Spirit. And just pray for a coming together, a drawing together of leaders in towns and cities, Lord. Coming together, Lord, of your people, Father. Father, there's a new outpouring coming, Lord. There's a new outpouring beginning to be outpoured. There's a new well, Lord, being unstopped, Lord. There's new wells of living waters that God's going to water our nation with. There's rivers that are going to begin to flow like a net. It's like a net of rivers flowing all over our nation. They're going to get bigger and stronger. It's going to do it through the church, but in a different way. It's coming, Lord. Father, I thank you. It's coming, Lord, that you have a plan, Lord, to cast a net out all over our nation, Lord, that will bring the gospel into homes, into workplaces, into council offices, into schools and colleges, Lord, there's a new anointing that God is going to begin to move with at this time. It's going to bring transformation into the church, into people's minds, and then through the church into our nation. Father, we thank you today, Lord. We give you praise today, Lord. We give you praise today, Jesus, for the times that we're living in. These are harvest times, Lord. Here we are today, Lord. Send us, Lord. Use us. Send me. Use me, Lord. Oh, Jesus, use us, Lord. Use our time, our energy, our focus, our lives, our bodies, Lord, our minds, to reach people for you, Jesus, to minister to people's lives. Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the harvest, Lord. Bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's give him praise, shall we? Just thank you. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name, Lord.
do to serve you today, Father, I just pray, transform the way that we think. Change our minds, Lord. Your word says that you want to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or even think or imagine. So Holy Spirit, just transform my thinking. Just ask him to do that this morning. Transform my thinking, Lord. I'll see things as you see them. Father, see the harvest, Lord, that you see. And Jesus, that my life will be marked by the fact that I'm a reaper, I'm a harvester, I'm a worker in your kingdom. I'm working to harvest people into your kingdom, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that each one of us in this room are going to have new doors that will open before us. Some that are with people we already know them. They're already our neighbours or friends or maybe family. Others are people we're just going to have a new opportunities with. Father, I just pray today, Lord, please open those doors now. Cause us to walk through open doors and to carry these four things with us, to bless, to bring peace into people's lives of you, Jesus, to build friendship, food, time, investment with people that don't know you. Lord, to see what the real need is and to meet it in your name. And Father, to say that the kingdom of God has come near you. This is the kingdom of Jesus. This is Jesus right here, right now. And Lord, to see this harvest come in, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's not hard work. Father, your yoke is easy, your burden is light. And Lord, I just thank you there's an ease in what you're going to do. But we pray, Father, bring the workers, Lord. Cause the workers to come together. In this next season of time, Father, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Bless you all. Have a great day today.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.